Cutting Valley is a village of about 700 people just east of the Outer Belt around Cleveland. It's one of the wealthiest communities in the country, and it's one of four communities in the Orange City School Districts. But only 25 kids from Hunting Valley go to Orange.
They didn't particularly want to have to pay for public school education of students because they don't have a lot of kids that go to public schools. Most of their students in their area go to private schools.
That's Democratic Representative Juanita Brent. Her House district doesn't include Hunting Valley, but does include other communities in the Orange School District. Brent announced on the House floor that she was voting against the budget because of that amendment, which had been added in conference committee. Republican Senate Finance Committee Chair Matt Dolan co-chaired the conference committee and admits he helped to author the amendment. Hunting Valley is in his district, and he says those residents are in a unique position.
They pay $212,000 per student. Orange, which is a great school system, expends $20,000 per student.
Dolan says the amendment would have capped property tax bills in districts that spend at least $20,000 for each student. The average school district in Ohio spends about $11,000 per student. The amendment language specifies the property must be in both a village and a school district of at least 1,300 students, and that property taxes would be capped at four times what the school district expends for each student. An analysis by legislative researchers said it would cost affected school districts up to millions of dollars in tax revenue, but the data limited them in estimating how much. Brent uses $5.8 million as the amount the district would lose. That's the estimate of the Orange School's treasurer. But Dolan disagrees, saying the village treasurer estimates it would add up to $3 million, and a new development would make up for that. Brent says that's still too much.
That's a lot of money that's offset. Our schools are not set up to be able to offset that much money. That's too much at stake. And if he wanted to put in this amendment, then he should have talked to the community about this and get some community input. You don't just make decisions. I represent my people. I don't represent myself.
Dolan says this situation has been discussed locally for years, and that the amendment was crafted so that it would only affect Hunting Valley and the Orange City schools and no other communities or districts. But he admits the last-minute add-in of amendments not previously passed either the House or the Senate usually isn't done.
Fair point. There are a number of provisions in both budgets that dealt with local property taxes as it relates to school systems. So, while this obviously is unique to Hunting Valley and Orange, it is consistent with the many local tax property issues that were discussed in the budget.
But Brent is frustrated with what she says is the overall idea behind the amendment.
It was a jab to really only benefit a certain particular group of people who don't care about public education. But that's not how the system works. I went to private schools the majority of all my life. And my family always paid their property tax. They always supported a school levy, regardless if I was in a public school or not.
But Dolan says this was simply a tax fairness plan.
I have no intentions of hurting Orange schools. In fact, the other veto that the governor did of one of my amendments would have helped Orange schools tremendously and other schools in the northeastern Ohio. And that got vetoed. So to me, that was more disappointing than this other one. Orange schools could have greatly benefited from my amendment.
Dolan is talking about an amendment that would have guaranteed about three dozen public school districts would get at least the same per pupil state aid as private schools. Governor Mike DeWine vetoed it, saying it would benefit the wealthiest districts. Dolan says he's not sure the Hunting Valley proposal will come up again in the legislature, but it certainly seems possible. Several residents are big political donors, and one hosted a fundraiser for President Trump the weekend before the budget deal was done. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.